podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. I'm the base of boxing. I'm the cash cow. I'm the
myself, I know my job, I know my situation. I don't want to fight.
That is not a production.
But it's going to be worth it. Different one for both of us.
BoxingVoice.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. We're back with a breaking news edition. Maybe a little late, but we're loyal to our fan base. And we know that you wanted to hear our thoughts on this particular topic. And we always give you all the information and the facts, and we plan to do that. It's no different. Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder is the fight that we all want in 2018. We were under the assumption we were going to get it. It seems like one old Deontay Wilder is now changing his tune, is the best that I can say. It went from wanting the fight to wanting 50-50. So that's going to be our discussion today. Does he deserve it? Is it merited? Is he just damn right off his rocker? Let's head on out to the Golden State to talk to the one and only Hipster Hunter, a.k.a. Hold 'em Down.
Dolla DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware, and it's good to be back. You know, Ness was gone on vacation for his uncle's birthday, so just salute to your uncle. You know, he's always a good friend of the show and supported the show, so just salute to him. And obviously, if you know, I've been holding it down. We have a new patron-only show, The Standing 8 Count. You should go check that out, patreon.com/theboxingvoice, to see our new podcast. But yes, Deontay Wilder, I said a couple things on Twitter about this, as always, and I was bored. This is indefensible, the stance that Wilder's taken here. That is 50-50 or no fight. I can defend that, and I hope no one else calls in to defend that stance, because it makes no sense. From any rational, logical standpoint, it makes zero sense. If this is just a move to create buzz, if this is just a move to make himself more of the villain in this matchup, then I sort of applaud him in that move, because that's what he's done. He's created the people that were for Joshua to be even more for Joshua in this moment. And we know with Shelley Finkel, Barry Hearn, Al Haymon, and Eddie Hearn all meeting at different meetings, I assume that there's some level of orchestration going on here with promotion and build up for this mega fight, since they both know that this is a mega fight if promoted correctly. Is this just a maneuver in terms of promotion? I don't know. Can we chop it up with you, Ness? Can we chop it up with Call? It should be a fun show.
Well, man, I feel that this could go a number of ways. But before we get into any theories, it's best stick with the facts. Where exactly did this interview take place where Deontay Wilder released this information that, and I believe the quote was something along the lines like, it's 50-50 or we have no fight.
I have the exact quote. It's in the show description. So everyone, if you're listening right now, just hit that description and info on YouTube, Blog Talk, iTunes, whatever it is. The quote is right there. It's from BoxingScene.com. He said, it is a great fight. It is one of the biggest fights in the world, and everyone wants it. It will be 50-50 or else we don't see a fight. If they want to use splits not to make a fight happen, then so be it. It's not like I'm asking for more. I'm saying this is a 50-50 fight, and that's how it is. In the rematch, then we can talk about 60-40 splits or whatever. That is more acceptable. Those are the exact quotes from Deontay Wilder, according to BoxingScene.com.
I haven't spoken to Wilder. Obviously, I'm just landing.
Yeah, you literally just got off the plane, called me for pre-production.
You know, but I'm interested to speak to him. Can we play, I guess, devil's advocate? Can you come up with a legitimate reason Deontay Wilder deserves 50%?
I can come up with the reasons why he said this.
And that's so vague, too, though, right? Like, 50% of what, though? Is it of the purse? Is it of...
Yes, I assume that's what he means. I assume that's what he means.
Is it 50% down the line for everything?
I assume that's what he's talking about. The only thing I can think of is reasons why he said this, not why he deserves 50-50. I can't think of a logical reason why he deserves 50-50. It just makes zero sense. You're talking about a star in the UK that is more known. He's a guy that, I mean, sells pay-per-view, has done over a million pay-per-view buys in the UK. Regardless of the price of that pay-per-view, he has done a million pay-per-view buys. You know, having someone pay specifically just to watch one event of yours is very different than having a subscription to a channel that you occasionally tune into boxing, which Showtime is. It's very different. We also have a guy that sells out tons more tickets, has a way bigger live gate attendance and income in Anthony Joshua. We have a guy that's more well-known, I would say, worldwide in Anthony Joshua. We have a guy that literally had billionaire rappers Skyping him before his fight. We don't have that for Wilder. There's a reason for that. Again, I think the only logical thing you think of for Wilder 50-50 is that we know that matchup is the mega fight of the division, potentially more so than even Tyson Fury, because it's the transatlantic sort of build-up and super fight that a lot of people love. This is Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson, in a lot of ways. You know, I don't know if in Wilder's head that's what he's thinking, that this is such a big fight that I deserve a split of it because I'm going to make it big, because I am that foil that you need to make it big. But then again, he has Tyson Fury. Joshua has Tyson Fury in his back pocket. He has other people that he can go and make money with. Again, the only reason I think that he said this is to promote the fight, is for build-up, is for him to sort of make himself more the villain. You know, I had tons of people hit me up saying, You know, defend Wilder now. Defend Wilder now. How can you say this? You know, he's ducking. He's ducking. Maybe that was the point of this quote, was to have people say that, was to have people sort of turn on Wilder in a way, because it does make the fight bigger.
How does that work in his favor, though?
Because it makes the fight bigger. And regardless of what his split is going to be, the more money they make overall, the more he's going to make. And in every great matchup, there's a good guy and a bad guy. There has to be. I'm sorry. That's just how it is.
Now, is this Wilder trying to be smarter than the average fighter? We've seen these style of negotiations before. Triple G's been offered 10 flat, 15 million flat, and denied it. Pacquiao was offered, what, 20 or 40 million from Mayweather and denied it? Mm-hmm. Plenty of people have asked for a bigger share. Have they ever come on out and said 50-50? Maybe. I don't know.
I think Pacquiao did one time with Mayweather, but I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough with these things, you know. As Joshua said in one of the interviews that we played, this is the day and age of negotiating on social media. It's not really how he handles business, but it's the way that business is handled now. That being said, I think it could be a negotiation tactic. Start at the very top, right? Because why start at 45% or 40% or 35% when those things are actually realistic? Start at what isn't, so when they bring you down to the number you wanted.
The only reason we can't say that is because Wilder, in his exact words, it says 50-50 or else we don't see the fight. It's not that it's 50-50 and then we can negotiate. if we're going to take Wilder's words for face value, that's the argument I'm using. Hypothetically, we're using them for face value, then that's not what this is. This isn't, hey, let's start at 50-50, and then let's work our way down to 60-40, or something along those lines. We're not going to see that, it looks like, according to his words.
Yeah, I don't like the or else no fight.
Yeah, ultimatum.
Because we're in a world where Deontay Wilder needs Anthony Joshua. A perfect world for Deontay Wilder without Joshua would be Luis Ortiz scheduled sometime in the first quarter of next year. Dominic Brazil sometime in the midsummer, you know, July, August months. And then it's this other kid's name in the end of the year. Povetkin. That's the only way he could increase popularity, star value, and possibly negotiation power. You take out Luis Ortiz and Povetkin, who are considered dangerous amongst all of the hardcore fans, and you all of a sudden, I don't necessarily believe you become 50% anyway, because
Joshua just
adds too much to ticket sales, concessions, you know, endorsements. But you definitely become at least an argument at the negotiation table. If you took out all the other fearful men, I mean, because at this point, let's be real. The only thing that ever gets brought up is he hasn't fought anyone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take 2018, since you don't want to negotiate, according to the quote, go build a resume that I guess the writers can say by next year, if he takes on those three guys, Ortiz, Luis Ortiz, Dominic Brazil, and Alexander Povetkin, all in that 1 year, I'm sure writers will be writing that Joshua's avoiding him because he's taking care of the bigger, he would be, in theory, be taking care of the more dangerous top five heavyweights. But that is just a theory.
But even then, let's be honest, he's still not 50-50. And let's even throw out the star power. Let's say that's not part of the equation for the split. And it's purely credentials or accolades in the division. Joshua has two belts. Wilder has one. I'm sorry. Even then, you know, when Wilder comes and says, well, I have Fiona. You know, I have the green belt. I have the WBC belt. Well, Joshua has two belts. So even on that argument alone, Wilder, you can't say it's 50-50.
Yo, and let's be honest.
Period. I love you, Wilder. You're a fan of the show. You're a friend of the show. You know, we go to camp all the time, but I'm sorry, Wilder. I cannot defend you here.
And let's be honest, Matt. I mean, by the time this fight actually happens, there is a very strong possibility that Anthony Joshua will be having four belts, IBO, IBF, WBA, and whatever. Oh, Joseph's WBO.
Yes, he will. I almost guarantee it.
So, you know, it's going to be hard. I'm telling you, you're going to have to really line up some heavyweights. Maybe you get some knockouts and he can be one of the first Al Haymon fighters to have four fights in a year. But again, this is all wishful thinking. And let me not even call it wishful thinking. Let's say that Nestor is basically trying to do damage control. You know, the only way to fix this ridiculous statement is by, again, taking out the heavy hitters in the division, forcing the world to say the opposite, that Joshua is avoiding him. You can shake your head all you want, but when you have a nemesis, look at how the world was making a case for Manny Pacquiao deserving 50%.
And he didn't even get 50-50.
But they were making the case. Listen to me.
He never deserved 50-50.
Listen to me. But
there's people that will make the case for Wilder if he does what you say. Absolutely.
And that's all that you need.
No, it's not.
You get closer. Absolutely. You get closer to what it is that you want. If Wilder, for instance,
if the argument is how to improve your negotiation value, then of course I agree with you. But if the argument is how to create a 50-50 negotiation style or element here, then there's nothing you can do, Wilder. There's absolutely nothing you can do to create this to be 50-50.
Well, I mean, again, everything is going to be based on, it's going to be all theoretical. It's going to be what ifs. You know, it would be what if David Haye beat Bellew in May and then Wilder fought him. That'll give him popularity.
It's still not 50-50. It's still not 50-50.
Not if it's a pay-per-view. You don't know. You don't know. What if it's a pay-per-view?
It still won't be anywhere as big as Joshua. Let's be honest. Let's just be honest for a second. It's still not 50-50.
Joshua
55-45, but it's not
50-50. Joshua has not sold American pay-per-views. For you to say that it wouldn't matter if David Haye and Wilder was in a pay-per-view,
I thought you meant UK pay-per-view. I didn't know you meant US pay-per-view.
No, because that's the only way. Because
it's not going to be US pay-per-view. It's not going to be.
Not an argument. It's not an argument. But the theory that we're bouncing around is increasing him and his value in order to merit the 50, which we both believe is a stretch, but we are theorizing on it. The only way to increase your marquee value would be to become a pay-per-view star.
Yes, but he can't do that. There is nothing in the division. Let me finish. There is nothing in the division to make him a U.S. pay-per-view star until he beats Anthony Joshua. That could make him a pay-per-view star in the U.S. But beating Haye, and let's be honest, the Haye fight would be in the U.K. It would 100% be in the UK. If Wilder didn't go to the UK to fight Haye, I would question his team. I would question their foresight, because not going to the UK and getting that money makes zero sense. So I think that even if they have that fight, it would be on a weird time zone. It would be Showtime in the daytime. Come on, we know this. Yes, Nestor?
You're saying it would make no sense because you feel Wilder doesn't have a market. Because you're saying if they went to, don't go to the UK, I would question his team.
Yes.
So you're saying, I'm just asking, I just want to be clear. You feel that Wilder doesn't have a market in the UK?
I didn't say that.
So why does that fight Wilder-Haye have to be in the UK?
Similar to why Wilder and Dillian Whyte had to be in the UK, in my opinion. It's going to generate more money there than it can here. Not saying that Wilder doesn't have a market here. Let me finish. Wilder does have an audience here. Absolutely. He's the last person to do over 1 million views on Showtime. His fight with Jermaine Stiverne in November did 3 times the viewership that Anthony Joshua Carlos Takam did on Showtime. So there is an audience here. But it is completely dwarfed by the UK market.
Yeah. Just to blow a hole in your theory, the reason that the Dillian Whyte fight had to be over there was because Dillian Whyte isn't known in the U.S. He fought in the backyard over here for Bob Arum in the U.S.
Come on, David Haye Klitschko was on HBO.
It was on HBO, and that's important.
Hey, Klitschko is way more established and was known, I would say, in the U.S. and worldwide more than Wilder at this point. You can make that argument.
But you're not. You're missing my point.
What's your
point? David Haye and Vladimir Klitschko was on U.S. television. It was not in the U.K. It was in Germany.
True.
All right. So
Klitschko had the bigger market. That was the thing. Klitschko had the bigger market in Germany than Haye did in the U.K. at the time.
Okay, possibly. And I'm not saying that Haye doesn't have a bigger market in the U.K. than Wilder does. But again, we have to factor in the numbers and the prices, right? And the fact that they can take a chance with a name like David Haye, because he has been on U.S. television, he has fought a legend, and he himself is similar to Cotto in the sense that it's a name that the world knows.
But if the argument is how to get Wilder to 50-50, him fighting Haye in America, I think, defeats that purpose. Him fighting Haye in the U.K. furthers that.
I disagree.
If he did 1 million pay-per-view buys in the U.K. with David Haye, you don't think there's an argument there?
I disagree, though, because if you do 1 million buys in pay-per-view with David Haye in the U.K., you only strengthen Joshua's market. If you do 500,000, let me finish like you like to tell me. If you're Wilder and somehow you can get David Haye to do 300,000 in the U.S., you've established a market, and you've sold more than Anthony Joshua.
We think he can do that.
You just said it. He did it. He's the only other guy, not welterweight, to do over $1 million on Showtime. Matter of fact, he's the only fighter on Showtime.
You can't even say welterweight because I can't.
He's the only fighter on Showtime doing $1 million. So there is a possibility. Listen, people took a chance on Gennady Golovkin because he was doing a consistent $1 million. Is Wilder doing a consistent $1 million? Regular views? Maybe not. But chances need to be taken if you want this 50%. Listen, it's not our job. I'm just saying, let's bounce around. Okay,
you brought up a good argument. You brought up a good argument. Let me address it. You brought up a really good argument there.
He can become one.
If Wilder Hayes in the U.S., let's say in Vegas or New York, and it does around 300,000 pay-per-view buys, yes, that is something. That is a start. That is a huge start. And you could argue then that he maybe deserves a 55-45 split.
There's a lot of what-ifs attached to that. I mean, David Haney has to be healthy.
He has to win in May, okay? And then he has to come to the U.S. to fight Wilder, which I don't see.
He has to not want a rematch with Belliu.
I mean, there's a lot of things I just don't see happening here. The stars are not going to align for Wilder to be the 50-50 split here. I'm sorry.
You're absolutely right. I was just
floating it out there, you know, hypotheticals, yes.
What is possible? But all the options seem dim.
Yeah, they're just very few options, and the options that are out there are not going to catapult Wilder to stardom.
No, there's not a big enough heavyweight name. There's just not a big enough heavyweight name. I mean,
let's say hypothetically, throwing out another hypothetical, another name he could fight in 2018 that he could beat. And then be 50-50, maybe. Tyson Fury.
Well, that changes everything.
That changes everything if you beat Tyson Fury, and no matter where that fight takes place. But again, that's a huge what if, and I don't think Tyson Fury takes that.
That is the name that he needs. That is the name that he needs in order to, you know, because Tyson Fury has the legitimacy, and he's always questioned Joshua. Fury has in publicly. So if Wilder can dethrone him, it will strengthen. I still don't believe it's 50-50 just because a lot of the public prefer Joshua over Fury anyway. So if Wilder beat Fury, we would still get the, well, you know, he's been out of the ring 2 years. He wasn't all the way back.
But beating a Fury gets you from, let's say, a 35 split to a 45 split.
I mean, honestly, Matt, you know, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but I think being the last man standing is also going to get him that. It just is. Because once Joseph racks up all the other belts, he's only going to add to that demand for the unification with the last guy. So the last guy, he's going to do what everybody does.
But we don't want that, though. We don't want Mayweather-Pacquiao. You know, we did another show maybe a week ago about that, maybe 2 weeks ago about that. Go check that out as well.
No, I told you. That's why I told you put it in the title, because I know that this is what it's going to turn into. And with Deontay saying 50-50, tell me he's not turning into Mayweather-Pacquiao right before our eyes.
It is. It's 100% Mayweather-Pacquiao. It's sad. It's truly – it's upsetting. It's 100% upsetting. I'm not saying Wilder should take the $10 million or take a 35 or 20 – five split. Like, I'm not saying that, but this hard line, the sand, this ultimatum that you're giving isn't going to fly. And it's going to really upset both. I think your fans and your haters, of course, because your fans want to back you. Your fans want to ride with you, and they can't ride with this.
So now let me ask you, shout out to Andre Diakonu, super supporter over there, and just use the super chat, which sparked something in my mind. Right now, everyone is saying Deontay Wilder is ducking, Matt. Right? That's the case. He's ducking because he wants 50-50. It's a clear duck. He doesn't want the fight. He's asking for 50-50. He doesn't deserve it. So it's a duck, correct? Now, would timing make it okay for Joshua to now take this HBO deal that
we possibly lose? We're going to be out. It's going to be there. The HBO deal is going to be there after his next fight. We 100% know that. Come on, Jim Lampy.
Or at least an offer. Yeah,
I'm not saying he takes it. Jim Lampy said that Joshua's going to be the most dominant heavyweight in the next 4 to 5 years. You don't, you think the voice of HBO and boxing saying that? I mean, come on, they're interested. They're 100% interested. And let's be honest, any network in the U.S. is probably interested in Anthony Joshua at this point. They have to be. Now, if your question is Joshua in a sense avoiding Wilder or ducking him by leaving Showtime and going to HBO? No, I don't think that. I think, first off, the argument that HBO and Showtime can't work together is null and void at this point. They have on several occasions. We need to stop allowing that excuse to fly. Also, if the bigger money and the bigger audience is in another network, I implore every fighter to go to that network almost, if that's the case. That's why I don't blame Jacobs for going from leaving Showtime and the PBC sort of stable and going to HBO and going with Eddie Hearn. Because that was the bigger money. That was the bigger network. That's what you should be doing. That's smart business. I don't blame anyone for that.
I agree, man. I'm a bit saddened by the news. You know, I hope that he calls me and we could get an interview and dive in. Maybe this was taken out of context. You know, it was a sexy quote. Maybe there's more attached to this. Who knows?
I'll put it this way. When we were in camp with him before this Stavern fight, I know I don't know if we asked about 50-50. But to me, I always got the impression that they sort of knew that they were the triple G to the Canelo. They knew they were the beast side in a way. And
he says it on our interview. Like, you know, he says it. So I don't know what happened. What's changed, I don't know. But maybe there's a plan. Right.
That's what, again, I think that's more likely than anything, that this is an orchestrated promotional move to create this, you know, Joshua's the white knight, so to speak, and Wilder is the villain. You need that. And to make a super fight truly a mega fight, you need a bad guy, good guy. And I think Wilder is naturally the bad guy or the anti-hero or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, well, he has to play the bad role because Joshua's not going to. He's just like Joshua's bad guy role just goes from nice guy to straight shooter, like serious, like, yo. You know what I mean? Like, yo, don't fucking disrespect me because the camera's on. But that's about it. Like, he's not going to be like Wilder, like, oh, you know, like a bunch of yelling and antagonizing or instigating. You ain't going to get none of that. I mean, Wilder already told him to piss, you know, he questioned whether he's going to piss sitting down or something like that. So, you know, it's obviously not going to be Joshua to play the bad guy role. And I mean, you're right. If I don't think they're that intelligent, and I don't mean Wilder, I mean just like the core of the team and marketing, and let's market our fighter Deontay Wilder.
Really?
I don't think someone was like, yo, say 50-50. Watch, everyone's going to hate you. You're going to be the Mayweather of this story, you know, where they love to watch you because they want to see you lose. And it's like, really? Did someone piece that together?
I think there definitely is a difference in how they are moving as a team.
Hmm.
I mean, we've seen Wilder do like the one chip challenge. We've seen him go on the Breakfast Club. We've seen him really expand his media presence and his exposure, in my opinion.
I mean, but those things were for fight week, bro. They just happened to be lingering along.
I don't know. I put it this way. The interview he did with Brandon Schaub has stayed in the, I would say, online trending for a while. I mean, it's not trending officially, but I've seen it around a bunch. I've seen that one-chip challenge almost every week.
Yeah, no, I see the one-chip challenge. They recommend it a lot on YouTube. That,
I see a difference. I'm not saying it's 100% correct or they're on their A game, but I see a difference. I 100% see a difference.
Hmm. Well, I want to see a difference in this offer, in his negotiations. I wanted to see this fight in 2018. If not, I've mapped it out for you. You know, actually, we could even mix and match. You know, you can minus and subtract Dillian White and replace Brazil, right? Whatever you guys think is sexier. Or, for instance, Povetkin, if people, because I seen someone say, oh, Povetkin's washed up, you know, that ship has sailed. All right, well then, you know, Dillian White, Brazil, and Luis Ortiz. I want the Luis Ortiz fight to happen. I know Matt isn't pleased with the WBC's ruling.
You can check that video out on theboxingvoice.com. and the Box Sports on YouTube, obviously, as well.
My thing is this, Matt. If they've not suspended him and they've only fined him $25,000 for not telling what blood pressure issues he had and medication he was using pre-application.
It was that and the actual substance he was taking. Those were the two things that he was flagged for, in a sense.
Yes.
It's not just not disclosing the medication. I know everyone keeps saying that. That is not just what he, quote unquote, got tested for or that he got in trouble for. No. He got in trouble for the substance itself.
Well, there are some conflicting reports about whether or not the substance that you were using air quotes for is a known masking agent. There are entities that want us to believe or are pitching a narrative that those two drugs aren't masking agents. And if the reporters that first reported on that story for Luis Ortiz do their due diligence and maybe talk to some other professionals, that could be found out. I don't know. I never get involved in the whole.
I'll address that very fast. There are a ton of substances that are questionable to be on the banned substance list or be classified as a PED. There's tons of substances on that list, but they're on the list. I'm sorry. Just like weed is on the list. You can't pop for in competition test for weed. I think that's ridiculous. I think most people think that's ridiculous because it's not a performance enhancing drug, but it is classified as such. So you cannot smoke weed the day of the fight. I am sorry. Get over it. There's tons of things like that. It's the rules. Unless we have complete PED reform, then this is the system we have. And right now you just beat the system, Ortiz. You got your golden ticket and parachute from the WBC when you are a repeat offender and you got zero time suspended and a $25,000 slap on the wrist. Yeah, it's ridiculous, and the WBC should be ashamed of themselves for saying they're going to clean up the sport.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and jump out to the callers, take about a call or so, and then I'm going to get to this lunch. We'll probably be back later on this afternoon. We got a lot to talk about. I know there's some more breaking or at least late news to be discussed. Any final thoughts, Mateo?
Yeah, we'll go to the callers.
We're going to the callers.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
256-225 Philadelphia, talk to us. First time caller?
Yes, sir.
What's your name, brother? Where are you calling from?
My name's Edward. I'm calling out of Alabama, man.
Alabama? Oh, I thought that was
Yes, sir.
I thought that was a Philadelphia number. All right, Alabama. You calling in to defend Wilder, or is he crazy wanting 50-50?
Well, I think it's unreasonable that he's not going to get 50-50, but I just feel like he's starting as a negotiation tactic. Bottom line is, you can't start low and expect to come back up. I mean, Eddie Hearns is trying to bottom him out with, you know, basically 20%, because he said the pot is $50 million, and he offered him supposedly 10. So, yeah, it's unrealistic, but at the same time, you have to start high and then maybe somewhere they can meet in the middle. So, you know.
That's what I told Matt. Start high, man. Matt doesn't think that's a good negotiation tactic just because of the
No.
Because of the final quote, Matt. That's exactly what you said.
Let me correct what you missaid right there, misquoted. I definitely think starting high and then working your way to a reasonable number is what every negotiation should be. But that's not what Wilder's saying. Wilder's saying it's 50-50 or no fight. That's not negotiating.
I don't know what was the difference.
Well, hopefully Wilder's not serious about that, and he realizes that he just doesn't bring that type of money. I hate that we even have to talk about money, man. Let's just get the fight done. Let Wilder go ahead and knock him out, and let's move on. Take 30%, get all the glory, and then go from there, man. It's just like it's ridiculous that we're talking about this. I'm not no business major. I'm not no promoter. Let's just get the fight done.
Exactly. Edward, Alabama, thank you for calling in, brother. We're going out to what looks like Baltimore. 443, talk to me.
Tyrone, Pittsburgh.
What's up, guys? It's Tyrone.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, man, I agree with your last caller about the whole Wilder thing. There's no way in hell he's getting 50%, to be honest. He's my man, but there's just no way in hell, no profile. And that's not his fault. It's just a shit job with the promoters, but it is what it is. He's probably going to end up with like 30 or 35%. But he just has to take it, get the fight done.
Well, all right. Thanks for calling in, Tyrone. Matt, do you think HBO has sent offers to Wilder?
I mean, I have no idea.
Hypothetical. I mean, hypothetically, do you think?
I mean, I do know that Wilder really isn't tied to an exclusive network deal. I do know that because he's been on Fox. He's been on Showtime. He's been on numerous networks in the past couple years. I think HBO, with their limited budget, not a shrinking budget, it's a limited budget, they probably have not offered up anything to Wilder for these individual fights. I have no idea if they've offered him anything long term.
Michael Johnson, thank you for the super chat. He says, Deontay Wilder said 50-50, Matt, but what did he say on paper? What's that mean?
I have no idea what that means. I mean, if you mean on paper, like physical hard copy, like paper, like 11 by 6 or whatever it is, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me neither. Let's go out to, is that Jose, Matt? Do I need to refresh or are you sleeping?
I definitely wrote Jose. You definitely need to refresh then.
Lies. All lies that Matthew tells. I have no names here.
Yo, it's Jose. What are you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing, Matt. There's nothing there. Absolutely nothing.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, shorty wants that full play, I'm like, no way, gotta rock like Coldplay, chilling it,
OJ,
getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron Rodgers, popped out that Dodger.
Yo, boys, what's going on? Yo, before I get into the call, Ness, has Matt not done a Google spreadsheet yet?
I don't know. I doubt that he has one.
I have two lists, but they're right in front of me. Your name's there, Jose. Stop it. Okay. You know, Ness, come on.
No. It's not on my end, Matt. Matt always does a great job. It's probably a blog talk issue. It's not on my end.
I'm just fucking around. I hope you had a good time in Hawaii, Ness. You'll have to give me some info on it, the goods and the bads, so I can plan a trip there too. So getting into this topic, man, this is where I think, going with these B-side promoters like Lou DiBella ends up hurting you, man. Because let's face it, Lou DiBella just gets these fighters as just give-me's, man. Maybe he was like high school buddies with Heyman, something. I don't know, man. So this is where having a B-class promoter comes to harm you, man. Had Wilder stayed with De La Hoya, I mean, it's a different machine, man. It's a much bigger marketing machine, the Golden Boy, right? So I think this is where he's seeing it. And unfortunately, the truth, be told, like, Wilder can't even sell out in the States, man. He can't even sell out in New York when you see all these fighters are filling it up to the roof there, right? Like Cotto and even right now this fight Lomo and Rigo, right? So I mean, he does have to be realistic. He has to go in. He has to win to then get, you know, the negotiations tilted in his favor afterwards for the rematch. So I think Wilder's just got to go in and fight before he starts getting older, too. He's already upwards of what is he, like 32, 33? So, I mean, he's in no time to, it's not in his best interest to allow the fight to marinate, right? He's hot right now. He just knocked out Severn. I actually am very interested to see this. I think he can beat Joshua. I think he'll get it done, man. And he'll make a lot of money. Obviously, you got to understand that Joshua can pack the British seats fighting against any bum. You know, I don't really see how it makes a difference whether you bring Wilder or not. It's still going to get sold out regardless. So I think they're kind of throwing Wilder an opportunity, right? And he's got to take advantage of it. And even if Wilder wins, I don't think it's going to raise his profile here in the States. I mean, I don't think people are interested in him, man. That's just my take. I don't know. I'm a big fan, though. I really like Wilder, and I like how he's, like, you know, he's TBV, but that's my suggestion. Go ahead and kick his ass, get the belt, and make more money on the rematch. That's it, boys. Peace.
All right, Jose, thanks for calling in, obviously. We've heard that before, Matt. Hey, you know, we've even said that. We've been victims of asking fighters to take less money for the bigger opportunity and then getting it on the back end with the rematch.
Yeah, yeah.
Should the advice be different for Wilder? I mean, even Eddie Hearn recently gave Joseph Parker the very same advice. Take the 30%, beat Joshua if you feel he has no chin, and make $15 million the next time.
Yes. Yes. I think other people have said about maybe a Triple G. We've said this about Pacquiao at one point. We've said this about B-sides. This is not a new thing that we've said. Should we say the same thing to Wilder? Probably, to be consistent. I just think his number is different than Parker's. I'll just put it that way. Whatever Parker should accept at and just deal with, which probably is going to be around 30%, I think Wilder should accept more. And I think Eddie Hearn has even said that. I think Wilder's just waiting. I think Wilder knows he's not getting the fight next. There's no point. I think that all this is just to keep his name in the headlines with Joshua, with the big money fight, and keep that in the news cycle.
I don't know about that negative press about not wanting to negotiate, how that helps him. But speaking of help,
it may not help him. It just may just help the fight.
I don't know if I see that, but I will tell you what can help you and your fellow man. Maybe not all of us, but some of us have experienced bad credit before. And we have a new supporter of the show, very strong supporter of the show, A&M Credit Repair. And as you can see, we've been doing this show for quite some time, and we really only have had two other sponsors, and that's because we try to only promote things that we believe in. And obviously El Camino, being a friend, listener, alumni of this show, we believe in him the way that he believes in us. And CompuBox has been with boxing 30 years, so you know, we believe in them. A&M Credit Repair is no different. Head on over to their website at amcreditrepair.com, common spelt, or you can call them up at 1-866-291-7292. That's 291-7979. I messed that all up. Let's do it again, Matt. 1-866-291-7292. There you go. That is the number to contact. And have your financial needs met. You know, the good thing about them, obviously, is that not only do they help you with discrepancies on your credit and remove them, but they also build credit, which is what other credit agencies cannot do. So go from that 500 that doesn't get you that new hot car to that 760 to get you in, you know, Mercedes like Matt drives around. Let's head on over to Donald in California. 510, you're up.
What's up, Ness? What's up, man? How y'all doing?
What's up, Donald?
I know. I haven't talked to y'all in a while, man. I've been so busy. But, you know, whenever you guys got something going on where I'm able to get on, I get on. This Deontay Wilder thing, I think he's doing the right thing. I think that he needs to start off at 50%. And what I feel like Wilder is doing is, and I would do the same thing if I was him. I would say, I want 50% and there's no fight if you don't give me 50. Technically, what I think he's saying, or what I would be saying if I was in his shoes, is I would say, I want 50% and there's no fight if you don't give me 50%. And that means, look, I'm saying I want 50, but if you really want to make this fight, come holler at me. Let's sit down and talk. If you really want to make this fight with me, even though you see that I'm saying I want 50 and I'm not going to budget 50, if you want to make this fight with me, you will come to me and say, look, I know you want 50, but come on, let's work something out. Can we do 35? Can we do 38 or 40? And that's what Wilder wants them to do. He wants them to come talk to him, come negotiate with him. I know I said I want 50.
Come on. Is Wilder a girlfriend? Like, come on, what are we talking about here? Wilder should say, I don't want to talk to you, and Joshua should know that he actually wants to talk to him. That sounds like what girls do. Like, no, I think that's bullshit.
I mean, look at the situation. But look at the situation, because they're already making it sound like Wilder, he doesn't sell out tickets, he doesn't do this, you know. Joshua doesn't need him. I mean, you have to look at those circumstances too. I mean, they're looking at Wilder like, so what? You have the WC belt. Your resume, you have bums on there. You fought 39 bums. I mean, they're calling them the bum squad. So it's like, I understand his tactic. You know, maybe he would take 35% or even 38%. But the question to the situation is, have they actually sat down and said, look, I know you want 50%, but we are want to negotiate. Let's work something. Can we do 38? Can we do 39? Can we do 40? Like, has that conversation happened? Or is that Eddie Hearn is saying, look.
Yes. They've had two meetings. 30. They've had two meetings. Eddie Hearn met with Al Heyman, and Barry Hearn met with Shelley Finkel. There was two separate meetings.
I'm curious to know what. I mean, I think I've heard something about 30%. But I'm curious to know, like, do they want to make the fight that much to where, even though they're saying they want to give him 30, are they willing to try to negotiate a little bit more? Because the more that they would want the fight, the more they would be willing to negotiate to meet Wilder's meat a little bit more. And if Hearn is only putting it like, look, you're only worth 30%. Do you want this 30% or not? You don't want it? Screw you. We don't want to make the fight. I think that if they really want to make the fight, the negotiation should go a little bit more further than, we're only giving you 30. Take it or leave it. You know, I feel like it should be a little bit more talked about than more than that. And say, okay, well Donald, look, how about 35, you know?
We're going to get to some other callers, but the thing is, they haven't given, well, we haven't been released any information on a percentage that Hearns has offered Wilder. The 30% that you're talking about is what Hearns has offered Joseph Parker. So
Joseph Parker. Oh,
it,
okay.
It's completely different there, but yeah, man, thanks for calling in. Let's keep it moving. Matt, I'm definitely experiencing the same issues as you.
So you need to switch browser then, probably. That's what it was. So
I won't be able to remember.
That's right. So I'll do it. I'll control it. Don't worry. You know, I got it. We're going to Boston.
All right.
Favorite caller in the universe, Mr. Georgie Porgy.
The traitor in the flesh.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay showtime to see you all damn not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I wanted to see some motherfucker just fight, I'd pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Nah, go out, great show. Thumbs up, donate.
Georgie? Georgie? My blog talk froze, Ness. I can't do anything.
I told you that it wasn't working, but
shout out to Block Top, always being the greatest for phone calls.
You're hard-headed. Well, that's all right. We'll just jump into final. Actually, we'll go to Skype. How about that? Yep. Let's go to Skype. We have Idris.
Hey, what's going on, man? Finally, you want to get to a British guy, and you know you was ducking us for a little bit. You didn't want to give us a call. He's going to go to your final thoughts and that. Let me tell you something, man. Wilder protectors. That's what everybody's sounding like today. All of a sudden, what's happening, man? Cat's got your tongue, man. Took you 2 days to write some notes and then make the show happen. Listen, man.
Ness was out of town. Idris, Ness was out of town, and I think we've been very adamant that 50-50 is unreasonable and indefensible. Both of us.
Inexcusable, undefensible. But listen, this is what I reckon happened, man. Wilder, he was making all that noise, blah, 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 blah. When after the second meeting, I think Shelley Finkel told him, yeah, you know what, we're getting closer. And he just thought about it like, shit, man, what the fuck are you guys doing, man? You know, I was just playing. Come on, man. Hold it back for another 2 years, man. I'm just trying to make noise.
Spoken like a true protector.
Listen, cuz, let me tell you something. I agree with you with one thing, Ness. If Wilder does fight David Haye, that's happening in America, man. Because let me tell you something, in the UK, yeah, we're going to watch that fight at 5 a.m. or 9 p.m. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm trying to say? All eyes are going to be on that fight. So why not make it custom to the US? time zone fans and everything, because regardless, people are going to watch it here, no matter what. Mayweather holds all the records for pay-per-views at 5 a.m. What difference does it make? You know what I mean? So that's one thing I agree with. I think maybe that should... That would help him out a little bit, man. Other than that, man, he needs to just get off his little fucking... I don't know what's happening, man. Steven has just put his head all the way up in the sky, man. And he's just thinking he's that guy now, man. Anyway, my Wilder protectors, man. I'll see you a lot later, man.
All right. I mean, Steven has his head in the clouds. I mean, AJ, the big bad man, needs to just burst his bubble. That's usually how it goes, you know? Let's get out to David Beanie.
Hey, guys.
What up?
Yeah, well, it's kind of sounding more like Duck Squad than Bomb Squad at the moment, isn't it, I think? You know, I actually, I have no issue with any fighter trying to negotiate a hard bargain. You know, try, good luck to you, try and make all the money you can. But when you call out Joshua, like Deontay Wilder has done, saying he's running, saying he's scared, saying he's this, then he's that, you can't then come to negotiations and like offer up some fucking ridiculous number that you're never going to get paid. Like, you've called him out. The onus is on you to make the financial concessions and for you to make the fight. You know, you look at when Floyd called out De La Hoya. Floyd ended up taking 33% when he fought De La Hoya. And the difference commercially between those two is way closer than what Wilder and Joshua is. So, and you know, he said, oh, I don't want to fight Dillon White because I want to go to the main man. Well, you've just gone to the main man.
The difference commercially between...
Skype callers, when you call in, be on mute or you will be kicked out.
Go ahead, David.
So I didn't hear you, Matt. Say again.
No, nah, not you. We had another Skype caller, Omar.
Okay. Did you hear anything I said? Or
yes, we did. To myself? Yes, we did. We heard about the De La Hoya Floyd comparison.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you have anything to come back to that?
No, I mean, we agree with you. 50-50 is far-fetched.
But do you not agree also that, like, fair enough, I've got, no, as I said, no problem with fights trying to hard bargain, but when you call someone out like he has, the actual onus is on Wilder to make the financial concessions to make the fight. If he, you know, he's saying I want it down the road. He's saying I want it next. I want it now. Surely it's on him, isn't it, to make the.
But if he's gone into the meetings or his team has twice, and it's very clear that they're not getting the next fight. I mean, do you need to stay in the media?
Well, like going out there waiting for the next fight. All Eddie Hearn has said is that it's 50-50. That's literally where they're at. The reason I think why it's probably going to happen in the summer is because Wembley isn't available till the summer. And obviously it makes sense for the Wilder fight to happen in Wembley. But obviously, if Wilder was happy to make the concessions, then I'm sure Wilder could have been next. But obviously, you know, there was only... Well, he's not... Wilder isn't prepared
to... Those concessions that he would have had to give Joshua to make the fight next... might have been too much. I mean, like you said, like you want every fighter to bargain for the most that they are valued. And I think...
But what I'm saying is, but he's called out and says he's repeatedly said to you and Ness in interviews, he's about legacy. He wants to prove he's the best and he wants to prove it now.
But David, what are you saying? What are you saying? That he needs to take whatever amount to get the fight to prove legacy?
Right, it could be $2 million and he should take it.
To be out there saying, oh, I'm all about my legacy. I just want to prove a chance for a mess. He's actually crying on Instagram when AJ said, oh, the fight might not happen until like 2020. And he's like, I just want to prove I'm the best. Well, you know.
Okay, but you're mixing two different things. What does proving you're the best and wanting to get paid to fight the best have to do with each other? Makes some sense.
Because Wilder has tried to say that he's not really that interested in the money. He just wants to prove he's the best and he's about legacy. And then he's coming into the negotiations like 50-50.
Have you heard him say, I'm not interested in the money? Because I've never heard him say that.
No. And in fairness, he hasn't. But
so then why are you saying that?
Legacy and you want it next.
So then why are you saying that? If he's never said it.
You can assume when someone says, I'm about legacy and I want to prove I'm the best.
They don't want to fight for peanuts.
David, tell me how does I'm about legacy translate to don't pay me?
Should he fight for free?
The thing is, but because you obviously win, and then you obviously that takes you to another level. Like Floyd went De La Hoya. Obviously, Floyd probably, in fairness, probably deserved more than the 33% he got against De La Hoya. But he was like, I want to prove I'm the best, and I'm about legacy.
Okay, and 33% of that pot, right?
Yeah.
All right. We don't know what percent we're at, David.
We don't know what percent Eddie Hearn has offered. We don't know what.
We don't know what's the pot. And to Mr. George Cotton, stupid ass, I thought it was fake news. The fake news was the $10 million. Remember?
Not real.
$10 million that was never offered. The $10 million that Eddie Hearn said hypothetically he would write a check for. So that was fake news. David, you're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
Cheers, guys. Good show.
Let me see who's next here. We got...
By the way, we got Blog Talk working again if you want to go to that ringer.
Blog Talk ain't been right, man.
Are you worried? Are you worried about Blog Talk?
I wish I could show you. I'm going to take a picture of what mine says. Look, it just says, oops. I'm telling you, they're obviously updating the servers.
Shout out to Blog Talk. They did have some buyouts of some other companies, so it makes sense. Some maintenance.
Yeah, well.
Where are we going to next, Ness? Leonard Bullard.
We have a lot of people here. Let's go to what looks like Hito?
Yeah, that'll be me. Can you guys hear me?
We hear you, brother. Where are you calling in from?
Calling from Russia. My name is Alex.
From where?
From Russia, I said.
Oh, Russia. All right. Nice. Yeah. So talk to us.
Yeah, I just want to tell that it's unfortunate while I came with this statement. I'm not really a big heavyweight fan, but, I'm really interested in this triangle between him, Joshua, and... Tyson Fury. But at this point, he's just not making it easy for this fight to happen. And it's so unfortunate that what he said, everything that he was saying before that completely, he contradicted everything he said before that with a statement. Because he was actually saying that legacy means more to me than money. And I believe that he did say that, he realizes he's not going to get a fair split, meaning a 50-50 split. So... And when it comes to this argument about, and what do they say, negotiation argument, I understand it. But then again, starting at 50 is just so unreasonable. People are just going to dismiss you. They're going to say you're delusional. Go away. You don't deserve it. I mean, at least start at 45 or something. You know what I mean?
But that's my thing, Hito. I said maybe he's starting at 50 to end up at 45. If you start at 45, you're not going to end up at 45. Look at Joseph Parker, right? He started at 35, and that's where he standed his ground. He even made a press conference for it. Eddie came back next day and said he's only getting 30. That's all they want to give him. And he said, I don't even want to give him 30.
Right. That's okay. But then again, do you think that at the end of the day, they're going to give him 45?
No. Listen, Hito, you're not getting it. He came in 5% under Joseph's offer. Joseph said, I'm doing 35 and I'm standing firm. Eddie said, I'll give you 30. You get it?
Yeah, so.
Same logic, right?
So if Wilder asked for 45, he would only get maybe 40.
Exactly. If you ask for 45, you're going to get 40. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But that's why I'm telling you, I think that he asked
for
50. You're
saying that he should start at 50 so that he can get 45. I'm saying he's not going to get 45 anyways.
No. I'm not saying so that he can get 45. I'm saying a person starts high, brother, so that they can end up in their negotiations as high as possible. Don't you get it?
I totally understand this argument. But then again, I'm saying it's so ridiculous that they have a right to dismiss it. Saying no, that's completely unreasonable.
You can dismiss the offer, and that's negotiations. You can dismiss the offer, but you cannot dismiss Wilder. Wilder's still a champion. If you want to become the undisputed champion in 2018, which Eddie Hearn has come on today on the record for saying that he wants Anthony Joshua to be the undisputed heavyweight champion in 2018, then you need to face Wilder. You cannot dismiss
him. I totally get it. You cannot dismiss him. You can, however, dismiss his ridiculous statements.
Of course. Which they will. That's part of negotiations.
But that's what I said earlier, right?
Eddie Hearn comes back with a 30%, Wilder's going to dismiss that.
Exactly. The same way that Joseph Parker has dismissed it. Listen, we have to come to reality, all right? Joseph is not as known as Deontay Wilder. Bottom line, you're in Russia. Can we agree to that?
Yeah, of course.
All right. All right. And he wants 35%, my friend. He wants 35, an unknown New Zealand heavyweight that won a vacant title versus a chubby Mexican, dude. Like, he wants 35. So, of course, the more popular heavyweight is going to want more. It doesn't mean that you get it. Like, the fight fans are being stuck on this. It doesn't matter. Like, this is negotiations. It can be ridiculous.
I want to repeat once again. I totally understand it. I'm just saying it sounds very ridiculous.
Of course it does.
That's what negotiations are, brother. That's what negotiations are. Take it into real estate.
Not to this degree, in my opinion. Not to this degree.
Eddie Hearn has been on the record saying that he wants to give Joseph Parker less than 30%. Less than 30% is ridiculous.
More money because he has two belts and Wilder has one belt.
Listen, Hito, Matt just made
my
a very
Alex,
good.
By the way.
What is it?
Alex.
Oh, Alex. Sorry. So your screen name says something else. Matt just made a very good point. Bring it back up, Matt. He didn't hear that.
Remember that Eddie Hearn has offered Joseph Parker the mandatory spot, 25%. That he's wanted him to give less than 30%. That is ridiculous. That is 100% ridiculous. That should be dismissed and laughed at, just like the 50-50 should be. But that's all part of negotiations. That's all the same thing.
You think that's okay? You think it's as ridiculous as 50-50 split?
Yes. I'll tell you yes. Why? Because 25 is the mandatory split for title defenses when you're a mandatory challenger.
Not a unification.
When you have no belt. When you have no belt and all you did was win and get to your opportunity at a title shot, 25% is what you're entitled to. And even some fighters don't take 25. They negotiate a higher split. Let's not forget about Daniel Jacobs. But listen, Alex, you're going to have to keep calling. I know it's your first time calling, but listen, we got to get to other calls and we got to get out of here. There's a lot of us here. We're going out to Omar. Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo,
yo. Yo, first time caller, big fan of the show, like.
What's going on, brother? First time caller, where you calling in from?
London.
London, sweet. So talk to us, brother.
There's a couple of things I want to say. I'm a big fan of your show, but you don't need to get out of fucking Wilder's ass. If he was so worried about the money, Dylan White would have made $4 million and he would have knocked out White and got that 50-50 with Joshua.
White wouldn't earn
50-50.
Eddie Hearn came on this show and said that the White fight only is a 10% increase, so you're wrong. You guys, right, you AJ protectors need to stop with all these fantasies. Eddie Hearn says enough. Eddie Hearn has enough quotes to, you know, debate any argument, bro. He talks every day.
Right, okay. If not, why don't you take the Joshua fight at whatever percentage you're getting? There'll be a rematch clause.
The same reason that Gennady Golovkin didn't take the Canelo fight at any price. The same reason Pacquiao didn't take it at any price. Do I need to give you more reasons why, or are you good now?
There's a rematch clause fucking contract. Excuse me?
You're breaking up, Omar. Hello? Omar?
Yo.
Yeah. What did you say? You broke up.
Saying if there's a rematch clause in the contract, that argument is void. He'll make millions of more pounds in that rematch.
Omar, Canelo had a rematch clause too. Stop it with your silliness. Come on. Everybody got a rematch clause. Doesn't mean shit. Come on. you guys are hilarious, man. No,
let's be honest here. Going from 20-25% to, I mean, let's be honest. If Wilder was to make the fight happen next, he would have needed to take a 80-20 split or something along those lines. Which is disrespectful. It's just plain disrespectful. I'm sorry.
Five.
That's not right.
see that he should take the Dylan White fight. The easy fight, and he'll get that extra 10%. Do you not agree? That's a simple move to make. Why is he not making it?
Me and Ness have been on the record multiple shows saying that he should take the White fight.
They don't hear that, Matt. It's the bias. They don't hear it.
I haven't heard that in your shows, but I'm just saying, why is he not making it? I don't get it. And I'll be honest, he just passed himself out saying 50-50 on no fight now. No sense to me.
I don't think he's pricing himself out when the negotiations aren't really real for next. He's not fighting him next. The negotiations aren't for what's happening next.
No, Eddie Hearn doesn't even want to negotiate next. He wants Joseph next.
Then you should take the white fight. It's simple. White ain't got an opponent. Wilder ain't got an opponent. Make that fight. Make it in England. Joshua fights Parker, and there's a massive fight, and he gets a much bigger percentage.
Omar, let me ask you a question here. Are you a man?
Yeah.
All right. When another man is telling you what to do, do you
just do it?
Do you just jump and do what that man is telling you? And even when you do it, don't you find it hard to swallow?
I might do, but if I've not earned more than £1-2 million in a fight, and I'm getting
don't be a sheep. You're repeating stuff the sheep say. If you're not listen to me. If you're not intelligent enough to know that Eddie Hearn is lying to you about Wilder, the heavyweight champion of the world, one of the biggest stars on PBC, only making $1 million while Danny Thurman have been making 2.5. Come on, bro. Come on.
Or you're ignoring the $5 million he got from Povetkin that he won in court.
Yeah, the $5 million he won at court from Povetkin. Like, don't just listen to what Eddie Hearn says. Why is everything that Eddie Hearn say gold? Eddie says, no, Wilder, I believe he said on this show, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said it this way. I'm pretty close to what he really said. He said, I think, Nesta, I'm not sure, but I think he didn't even get that money yet. It's still in legal battle. And I'm like, no, he told me on record he got the $5 million in court. But you guys still believe what Eddie Hearn said. So here we are again arguing, Eddie, no, he should fight Dillian White if he wants money.
You know what's great? You know what also is great? There's a new article out on Boxing Scene where Higgins, the promoter of Joseph Parker, has come out and said that we started at 50-50.
Oh, so Higgins said 50-50 too, but no one's calling Joseph an idiot.
No one's calling him an idiot. And then he went to 60-40, and now it's 35.
You know why? You know why? Because Joseph represents absolutely no danger. He's no danger, but the AJ protectors know that, so they want him to make that fight. Yeah, give him 50.
Another shiny belt. They want that shiny belt.
Give him 50 so he can look good with four belts around his waist. Don't give Wilder 50. Do everything in your power not to make Wilder happy so that this fight doesn't happen. Let's go out to someone who's let me make sure, because he's just been chatting it up over here how we're gonna duck him. Let me make sure who is saying the ridiculousness. Oh, of course. Of course, the ridiculousness comes from. Go ahead, sir.
All I'm saying is I think.
Oh, Omar. I'm going to let you get a go back, Omar, even though it wasn't for your turn. But go ahead. I was actually talking about Scorsese. He knows his name.
Let me go. I'm here.
You got to wait. You got to wait now. Omar ain't finished. Go ahead, Omar.
I'm done, guys. Thank you. Great. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. All right, Omar. I want to make sure that we treat our international callers with respect. You know what I mean? I want to make sure you got your time. Go ahead, Mr. I live in China.
Make room for the champ, damn it. Make the room liar. For the champ, Omar. Make room for the champ. The liar. I got this. That big mouth ass dude, money ain't nothing. It's about legacy. You know what I'm saying? Now it's turned in. I walked out with 50 cent. Now I'm worth 50%. Bomb squad, shut the fuck up. We gonna do this real right here. Victor Ortiz fought Floyd Mayweather. $27 million on the pot. Took $2 million. He was the champion of the world. Floyd Mayweather ain't had a damn belt. He took 1.9. What was it? 1.9%? 2%? Something like that? I can't remember the exact calculation. And don't tell me that's not the same.
You think that's all he got?
First of all, he's going to use Floyd as his argument. he's notorious for paying the B-side less.
Oh, and also a star that is 1,000 times bigger than Anthony Joshua.
I mean, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. Let me at him. Let me at him. I'm going to kill him with my argument.
In those fights, the disclosed pay is a small amount of what they actually get paid. But anyways, continue.
I'm going to kill him with my argument. I'm going to compare Floyd to him.
I see yell very loud and you win the argument. That always works.
No. Well, let me finish my point. You jumped in. You jumped in my argument.
Whenever you say something
stupid,
incorrect, we got to jump in.
Okay. So is it incorrect to say that Victor Ortiz, who had a better resume than Wilder, who was being put into a Canelo fight, who was the next so-called golden boy, was not more important?
Rebuttal. No. We got to stop right there. Rebuttal. Let's pull up Box right here because I can't even remember that far back. But don't go nowhere, Scorsese. I want to work, man. I got all right off the plane. And I'm here for this. We can make this one a 10-hour one for all I give a fuck. Victor Ortiz, Box Rec. Floyd Mayweather. So now, this, I don't want to call people names, Matt. But what do you call someone who is misinforming the masses, spewing false information?
Hashtag fake news.
Victor Ortiz had a better resume than Deontay Wilder when he fought Floyd Mayweather. Mm-hmm. This is what the caller on the line just said.
Yes.
Before Victor Ortiz fought Floyd Mayweather, he fought Andre Berto and beat Andre Berto.
Yes.
Before that, he lost to Lamont Peterson and was gifted the decision on HBO. Lamont Peterson was moving up, actually, when he did this fight. And Vivian Harris underneath that, Nate Campbell, Hector. I mean, where is the
Nate Campbell? Nate Campbell.
Ooh. Yeah. Nate. No. Let's not forget he also lost to Marcos Maidana before he fought Floyd. And he also had a draw to some other dude I never even heard of. I won't try to pronounce his name, but this is the resume that's allegedly better than Deontay's at the time of fighting Floyd. This is why we ignore you. This is why we don't really like taking your calls, because you don't know what you're saying. You need to maybe get your information together, write it on a white piece of paper like you were still in school, and read it from there. You're not capable of just coming off the top.
And you know he's going to equate Berto to Stiverne. That's going to be a fun argument.
But he can't. He can't.
Okay. I can't wait for that one, though.
Am I muted?
You're good.
Anytime you say something wrong, we got to correct you and just let our listeners know the truth. All right.
So we got to laugh a while here. I get it, man. In your comment section, I'm sad about this because I like this show. They called you the bullshit voice because this is what
it's
it is.
It's okay.
Man. You're telling me, hold on. Chino Maidana, Andre Berto going up to face the WBC champion in the world from 140 pounds to 147 is not better than anything Deontay Wilder has done while he's fighting Duopas.
So okay. You're telling me that we can give fight. You credit for losing now, right?
Fight. No. Fight. No. He beat Berto. He beat Peterson. And those are two names better than anything Wilder.
No. Peterson, it was a draw. And we all watched it and know he lost. On paper, it's a draw.
You have a guy with losses, literal losses on his record compared to a guy that is undefeated.
He smashed Berto. That's better than anything that Deontay won. Berto was supposed to be fighting Shane Mosley, Floyd Mayweather. Victor Ortiz threw that off. That was the undefeated, supposed to be next
one. Berto's best win.
Ortiz dipped his hand in his ass and whooped his ass.
Berto's best win is Victor Ortiz, bro. Exactly. This guy's delusional. I mean,
you're taking my call here, man. It's fucked up. You let these other dudes speak. I didn't want to stay on Victor Ortiz. I'm just pointing out that time where a champion.
Well, I mean, Scorsese, last time I checked, this was a debating show. And when you come on here talking about Victor Ortiz got a better resume, we got to shoot that theory down. I can't do it without talking.
Look, I don't care if he lost or not. Wilder has not got in a ring with anybody to lose. Victor Ortiz was 21 years old fighting Marcos Maidana, Lamont Peterson.
Let me tell you something. See,
he lost.
This is the problem right here. Wait, Matt. This is what I say when I say boxing fans are fickle. This motherfucker right here can't remember. Marcos wasn't even signed to Golden Boy when he fought that day on HBO.
and he kicked Victor Ortiz's ass and they both went down three times. He wasn't even signed. That fight got him signed. But this fickle-ass boxing fan want to act like Victor got in there with Marcos. No, no, that's not what happened. Marcos was just like most Argentines, like the cab driver, David Peralta, who they used with a resume, and then they got a, you know, a surprise. That's what happened. That's what happened. Don't get me wrong. Marcos Medina obviously has his, you know, amateur background and history with Lucas Matisse in the amateurs. But outside of that, have you ever heard someone talking about him in amateurs?
No. Marcos Medina didn't come big till he beat Broner.
Did he have a resume before Victor Ortiz? Who was he before Victor Ortiz?
No one.
Andriy Kotelnik? Did he lose to? Remember that? The same Kotelnik that Devin Alexander beat in St. Louis? See, the thing is, I don't even need boxer. This is all off the top. You a bum-ass boxing fan. You can't remember that. So you're coming over here with your weak arguments and you're mad that I'm correcting them. No, just spit facts.
Have a better comparison.
We'll correct this one. Who does Wilder have that came on late? He only even got that fucking person. That's none of these fucking bombs can come on late. Why are
what,
you fucking
what do you mean come on late? What does that mean?
Wilder, nobody came in to be his Chino that got better 2 years later. No, he didn't have those.
I do have one. I do have one. The thing is, you are not intelligent. Ooh. You're not into Duopie after losing. Went back and won a WBC like interim title. Go check his resume. Check his and oh, let's not forget, even Eric Molina, after losing to Wilder, went back and beat fucking Thomas Adamic for some sort of belt in Russia and then went and fought Anthony Joshua. If this is not people progressing after a loss, what the fuck is that called? Let's see. Who else went back and did something after losing to Wilder? Because I believe there's a lot of people that lost to him already that we've seen, again, resurface. Am I wrong?
Yes. Who are that Chino Maidana beat Adrian Broner. He took a – he then fucked with –
Again, you're comparing Victor Ortiz to Wilder. You're not comparing Maidana to Wilder. You're not comparing Maidana to Wilder.
You're giving Victor Ortiz crazy. You're talking about Maidana's resume. You're talking about Maidana's resume when you said that Victor was the one with a better resume than Wilder. So now you want to talk about Maidana, which Victor lost to, but somehow give Victor credit for. The one that went down this rabbit hole of Victor Ortiz is
Wilder and Joshua for once. Can you talk about Wilder and Joshua, please?
He fought people that could beat him, people that showed that they meant something in the world of boxing, and Wilder has not. And he's now saying, give me 50-50. I won't go for less than 50-50. We can come down to 40, whatever the case may be. All right? But the thing is, there's other people who have had more heart to say, you know what? I'm going to beat the Floyd Mayweather. Then I come back and get respect. Shane Mosley was with Oscar De La Hoya. Shane Mosley was a 135-pound king. Went up to 47. Took low money for Oscar De La Hoya.
What are you talking about? That's not true. That's not what he didn't go from 135 to 147 and fight Mayweather. What are you talking about? You not know Shane Mosley's fucking resume and career?
He said De La Hoya. It don't matter. Both of those fights are. Listen to me. You keep using.
Joshua and Wilder. God, why are you talking about welterweights? Why?
I get it, but he's full of shit, man. If it's a list of people I could slap in boxing, I have to slap shit out of him. He's an embarrassment, man.
Embarrassing. He brings up Shane Mosley, who took less money in that fight, but tested positive twice. Am I wrong about that, or was it once?
He tested positive once, I believe.
You sure?
I could be wrong about that.
Double check that. I'm just saying. And which one was it? Did he test positive in a rematch or the first one? Because, I mean, that would make up a lot of reason why he didn't take short money. Remember,
Shane Mosley wasn't test positive for those individual fights. He got caught up with Victor Conte or something like that, right? Like the Balco scandal and all that.
It was during those fights, though.
It was during those fights, but he never tested positive for those fights. That's why they were never overturned. We have to remember that. He was just sort of Oh, he did steroids, but he never tested positive.
He admitted to it. I'm telling you, look it up. We don't have the time, but you should look it up. I thought he admitted to it. I thought he admitted to it during the time of the De La Hoya fight.
Did, but he never actually tested positive during those fights. For those fights, I should say.
Well, we got Muhammad. No, actually, it's Michael first. Michael, talk to us.
Hello, guys. How you doing? You all right?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah. I'm good. I just finished work, and I managed to catch your headlines. After all, let me just as an official AJ protector, I had to come in and say my piece now. first off, let's start with this 50-50 business. Now, first off, I have to say it's ridiculous for a start. However, I do see the reason why Wilder is doing it. He's been advised by Al Haymon, so Al Haymon wants to boost his value, his worth, as much as possible. So he's going to eventually negotiate down to maybe 45% to maybe 40%. So I can see where he's coming from. Start high and negotiate down low rather than starting at 35 like Parker did and then maybe getting 30. So I see what his point of view in where he's going with that. However, as an official Joshua protector, if I was Anthony Joshua, I'd be like, fuck him. We don't need him. He is nobody. He ain't adding no value to my worth at this very moment. They are 4 or 5 fights he can have that's going to earn him more money than what he's going to get with Wilder. So if I was Joshua's position, I'll put Wilder on the back burner right now, because his minimum paycheck he's getting going forward is 20 million. He ain't getting less than 20 million no more. That's it. Every fight, 20 mil. He can fight a bum. He fought Takam and he got 20 million. So at the end of the day, that's his minimum paycheck. And if Wilder's demanding 50-50 and is cutting into his pay, he's like, why do I need to do that? I'll fight Dillon White next and I'll get 20 mil. Why do I need to go and fight Wilder? And yes, Wilder has got a belt which adds value, but the value of that belt is only as valuable as how the other fighter deems it to be. Now, if Joshua goes and fights Parker, which I believe is going to be, and has all 3 belts, he'll say, do you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm 29 years of age. I will wait it out. I will fight Tyson Fury. I'll fight David Haye or Belly or whoever. I'll fight Dylan White again. I'll fight Takam again or whatever. I'll fight, what's his name? What's that guy, that American guy is always talking. He was in the undercard of Eddie Hearn, that American guy. I forgot his name. Miller. So, yeah, the Miller guy. I might fight Brazil again if he gets Wilder. You fight all these guys, wait it out for a few years, and then until Wilder softens his stance and says, you know what, I'll drop down. And then Joshua will go and fight and he'll beat him. That's what Eddie Hearn will be thinking right now. Because he doesn't need Wilder. Wilder needs Joshua. Joshua don't need Wilder. So as official Joshua protector, that's the route I think he should go down. And I think that's the route he will go down if Wilder stays with this 50%.
So you think that Big Baby Miller and a rematch with Dominic Brazil equal the same amount of money for Joshua as a Wilder fight?
No.
Okay, because that's what you kind of said.
No. Same amount. No. A potential Wilder fight will earn Joshua more money if Wilder lessens his stance. Because no. 50-50, that means...
That's not true. Joshua can have a more even split with Wilder and still make more money in the Wilder fight than he can in a Gerald Miller fight or a Dominic Brazil rematch. You know why? Because Eddie Hearn has been on the record saying that the pot for a Wilder fight is pretty big. And it's bigger than a Joseph Parker fight. It's bigger than a Big Baby Miller fight. It's bigger than those. Eddie Hearn has said that.
Not only that, okay. If Joshua were to be submissive on the split, Matt, he could get it on the back end. Like if Wilder wants 50-50 of the initial pot, then he don't get, the same amount on the back end of the pay-per-view sales, because that fight is pay-per-view. But listen, Michael, wrap it up, brother. We got to get up out of here. Okay. My lunch is frozen, thanks to you guys.
Okay. Let me wrap this up short real quick. Now, back to that point. All right. I see the point of, yes, he's going to earn overall money. However, the money, he's not going to earn as much money as he should earn for the magnitude of the fight that it could be. So in that case, he might as well stick with his 20 mil, leave Wilder with 1 million per fight until Wilder's offers his stance. Joshua can wait out earning 20 million per fight. Wilder can't. So at the end of the day, Wilder has to concede sooner or later. And when he does, Wilder's Joshua's going to step in and beat his ass down. That's all I got to say. All right, folks. Good show.
All right. Hopefully it happens, you know, sooner. You know, I've been here before with that kid, Javonte B, and that other kid that Earl B. It's always, you know, the same thing. It's just a matter of time. Eddie Hearns gets some extensions and, you know, little defenses. He makes sure they have money to buy a house and a car and stuff like that before they lose. Muhammad, are you available or are you just listening?
No, I'm available.
Well, and go for it, brother.
You should refer to me as world champion, you know?
You're not Saddam Ali, Muhammad. Come on.
What's that?
You're not Saddam Ali. You're just with him in New York. You know, you're not the same person. That's not your belt. You know, I know you got pictured with it. Don't get too comfortable, you know?
No. But that's my boy. I believed in him when nobody believed in him. So I feel like it's our title. Plus, anyway, that was a joke. So you don't even have to go there, be aggressive. I was just joking.
I wasn't aggressive. I was joking back.
No, but your tone was aggressive.
Okay, Muhammad. Okay.
All right. That's our belt, and we are world champions. Anyway, Wilder is absolutely right because he's bringing more value to the fight. The ticket price is going to be up. Pay-per-view going to be up. They're going to increase the prices on that. I understand 50-50 is a little bit too much because Joshua is the cash cow, but at least 45-40%. So if Joshua is talking about he wants legacy and he wants to be undisputed, and guess what? Deontay Wilder is the most feared heavyweight. I don't care what anybody says. People are doping to fight him. And he was willing to travel to Russia, and he was willing to fight Victor Ortiz, something Joshua did not even think about. So you have to give him credit even for those fights that did not happen. Plus, he has like 90% KO ratio, so he has to get paid. That's the biggest fight. He has to get paid. Doesn't matter what he's been making. What matters is what kind of money this fight is going to generate. And I think 60-40 is a fair split. That's a no-brainer for me. And I was with Saddam Ali in the locker room, and I held the belt. So I'm the champion. Yes, did you see the pictures I sent you?
Of course I seen them, brother.
Plus, I had the promoter pass. What Matt is talking about?
He don't know your pool, man. Matt don't know. Listen, Muhammad.
Oh, I'm friends with Muhammad on Facebook. I saw all those pictures. I was extremely jealous.
There you go, Muhammad. That's where the tone came from. He was jealous.
Oh, listen, my God.
Thanks for calling in. Obviously, everyone, thanks for calling in. We're really excited. You guys were, waiting around for our thoughts on this. Hopefully, we entertained you enough. You know, Ness went off the deep end protecting Wilder the way that the AJ protectors protect AJ, I guess, you know. A horse is a horse. All I'm saying is, I'm smelling Errol Spence again versus Kell Brook. That's all I'm saying. A lot of posturing in the media, a lot of quotes how, you know, certain people are not afraid to fight certain people and how fights would turn out. You know, Eddie's made some bold predictions in the past. Too bad they haven't come true. I don't know, you know. That being said,
yes.
Somebody said fake news. Ness says Wilder got his $5 million from Povetkin. Reality is he got nothing except a judgment in America, in an American court. Povetkin is Russian, however. Yo, you guys are silly, man. Wow, so you think because you're in a different country you can hide? You guys are funny. Oh, man. Especially when you're international. Like, he's a boxer, bro. Like, oh, man. Anyway, where are we going here? Final thoughts, Matt.
Yes, hit that ramp.
Hit the bell. Let's get out of here. I'm going to say this. This is my final thoughts.
You can't win!
And that's me against the AJ Protectors. You guys got me, all right? I can't beat your arguments. I'm not going to find anything clever.
We can beat some of them. Some of the arguments portrayed out there have been bad.
No, they... most of them is from Scorsese. We're terrible. But what I'm saying is I can't always argue with you. We'll just see when they fight, man. you know, and 90% of the times kind of works out the other way. That's all I'm saying. Those are the final thoughts. Start at 50 so you can get something close to 50. You know, don't start at 30 expecting 50. It ain't going to happen.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. Okay. That's it. Now I can give out your social media. They know where you're at.
I said it in the beginning.
Oh, you did? I don't remember you saying that. Oh, well.
In the beginning.
Well, my final thoughts. Like I've said on this show the entire time, 50-50 is unreasonable, it's indefensible, inexcusable, whatever adjective you want to use. But I can't wait to read the comments about how we are still the Wilder protectors and we're the Wilder voice, even though we've been on the record saying you should take the white fight. We're now on the record for saying that this is a really bad look. Oh, well, it is what it is. Fans of the sport, or fanboys, I should say, are going to continue to be fanboys. And that's great. We need that in the sport. We need you guys to, you know, go, you know, AJ's the best, to go Wilder's the best. We need you fanboys. The sports run on you guys, unfortunately. But like Ness said, the fight's going to happen sooner or later. It's going to happen. This fight will 100% happen. This is not a Riddick Bowe type situation over here, or Riddick Bowe Lance Lewis type situation. This is for sure going to happen. Just a matter of when. I'm at Matt Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. My MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. I just released a new video for that. And the new TBV podcast on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice, standing 8-count with me, yours truly, Solo Dolo, going Beyonce on the group, you know, no Nestor Gibbs, just me. I cover the Boxing Hall of Fame, Superfly, the WBC versus HBO, tons of little tiny hipster hardcore topics that we probably won't get to on the flagship show. We'll be back, obviously, for that on Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Loma, Rigo, can't wait to break that down. Peace.
And don't forget to use promo code TheBoxingVoice over at A&M Credit Repair to receive a super discount and get your life back on track. Get that credit right. Whip up in a nice whip to pick up your girl, like Matt. You know, Matt been going out on a lot of dates recently. I don't know if he's told.
No, we gotta talk about that over time.
I don't know if he's told you guys on his new little show or not, but he's been going on a lot of dates. He's trying to bag something for May. We'll see if that happens. Listen, we're out. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Peace.